This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Fleeing Palestinians have packed into areas along Gaza's border with Egypt and the southern Mediterranean coastline, where shelters and tent camps are overflowing. Details from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
The UN Humanitarian Office says the scale and intensity of ground operations and fighting between Israeli forces and Palestinian armed groups and their devastating impact continues to impede aid deliveries. The Israeli military's air and ground offensive against Hamas has widened to most of the territory. Israel says it is striking militant targets, though homes full of people are regularly crushed. Israeli forces bombarded cities, towns, and refugee camps across Gaza overnight and into Thursday, killing dozens of people. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Mexican immigration officials are clearing out a migrant camp on the banks of the Rio Grande as U.S. pressure mounts to limit a surge of people reaching the border. The operation, using heavy machinery and workers with machetes across from Brownsville, Texas, continued this week as U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with Mexican President Andre Manuel Lopez Obrador in Mexico City. Mexico's president said the meeting focused on reopening border crossings temporarily closed by the U.S., which wants Mexico to do more to stop migrants hopping freight cars, buses, and trucks to the border. The U.S. is imposing sanctions on a group of money exchange services from Yemen to Turkey, alleged to be providing funds to Iranian-backed Houthi rebels who have been launching attacks on commercial shipping vessels in the southern Red Sea. The sanctions imposed Thursday target the head of a financial intermediary in Sana'a, Yemen, and three exchange houses in both Yemen and Turkey. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day.